From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Senate's health care overhaul bill has cleared a key hurdle. Lawmakers voted 60-39 earlier tonight to move forward with formal debate on the legislation. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
The House passed its health care overhaul bill earlier this month. And with this vote, the Senate will begin debating its own version of the legislation after the Thanksgiving recess. Finance Committee Chair and Montana Democrat Max Baucus.
At long last, we have the opportunity, the historic opportunity, to reform health care once and for all.
Like the House bill, the Senate version requires that all citizens carry health insurance, provide subsidies for those who can't afford it, and penalties on those who don't. But unlike the House bill, the Senate proposal emphasizes taxes on high-end health plans and fees on drug makers and private insurers. The measure would help states set up a marketplace to shop and compare health plans and establish a government-run health insurance plan as well. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Republicans were united in their opposition to the Senate's health care bill during debate. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said Americans don't want the proposal.
They want us to start over. There's nothing about this massive bill that they like.
Republicans condemn the bill as a costly government intrusion. The second spacewalk of the current space shuttle mission is in the books, with astronauts again working ahead of schedule. From member station KUHF in Houston, Jack Williams reports.
Atlantis astronauts Mike Forman and Randy Bresnik spent 6 hours outside the International Space Station. Their spacewalk was delayed for about an hour after a false decompression alarm. Once they were cleared to get to work, they were able to complete the scheduled tasks in just over 4 hours. That meant time for what NASA calls get-ahead tasks and some troubleshooting. During the spacewalk, Forman and Bresnik installed an antenna that will help track ships at sea, relocated an electricity measurement device, and installed a wireless video camera system. Astronauts will enjoy some downtime on Sunday and then get ready for the third spacewalk of the mission scheduled for early Monday. Atlantis is set to return to Earth on Friday. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Houston.
A military magistrate has ruled that the Army major accused of killing 13 people at Fort Hood will be confined until trial. For now, that means Major Nidal Hassan will stay in a military hospital in San Antonio, where he's recuperating from gunshot wounds. Hassan's civilian attorney, retired Army Colonel John Galligan, says he's concerned about where Hassan will be moved once he's released from the hospital.
He remains in Brooke Army Medical Center. He is still a patient in Brooke Army Medical Center, but he's also a pretrial confinee.
Galligan says pretrial confinement usually means jail until a court-martial. The military justice system does not have bail for defendants. You're listening to NPR News. Iran is set to begin large-scale air defense war games. An Iranian senior military commander says the war games beginning Sunday are aimed at protecting the country's nuclear facilities from attack. They are to last 5 days. They come amid concerns about Iran's nuclear program. The United States and Israel have not ruled out military action if diplomacy fails to resolve the dispute. Farmers from all over Spain protested in the center of Madrid Saturday over low prices for their products. They're demanding extra subsidies to help them cope with the economic crisis. Jerome Sokolovsky reports from Madrid.
The farmers marched behind tractors and life-size plastic cows, cutting off the capital's central artery, the Paseo de la Castellana. I'm totally ruined, one farmer said on Spanish television. Many say rising gas and fertilizer prices in recent years are now forcing them to sell their products below cost. A group of farmers' wives directed their anger at Socialist Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero. The farmers demand increased subsidies. Spain's agricultural sector already gets about $10 billion a year from the European Union, making Spain one of the biggest recipients in the EU. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.
Rescuers in northern China are still trying to reach at least 21 coal miners believed to be trapped in a coal mine. A huge gas explosion ripped through the mine Saturday, killing at least 87 people. An official in charge of rescue efforts has told Chinese television that efforts are being impeded by dense gas in the mine and collapsed tunnels. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.